What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the MMA Fan Talk. I guess I can call this episode 2, even though I already recorded two prior episodes, but they were in Spanish. So, I mean, for my Spanish-speaking fans, I guess it counts. But for my English-speaking fans, this is pretty much episode 2, baby. And I'm recording here in my car. I just got out of work. I was going to do it this morning. I got in at 4:30 in the morning, though, so it was too early for me to talk. I wasn't feeling... I hadn't had my coffee, so I wasn't feeling too fired up to talk about the fights. I really wanted to talk about these past Saturday, April 21st fights that we just saw. Good fights. Awesome fight night. And I just got out of work here. It's 5:30 p.m. in beautiful San Diego, California, baby. We got to enjoy this weather. It's awesome. But anyways, yeah, guys, so... Second episode of MMA Fan Talk. I want to talk a little bit about, just as you guys know, my first episode, I just talked about one fight that really, really stood out, and that was obviously the Frankie Edgar fight against, excuse me, not the Frankie Edgar fight, I'm thinking about Frankie Edgar, but no, the Justin Gaethje and Dustin Poirier fight. I talked about a little bit about that and my feelings towards that, but today I want to talk about a couple fights. More importantly, I want to talk about the future of MMA and where it's going at as far as the weight classes. Also, I want to talk a little bit about not just the future, but also the present, right? Which was the main card, I think, which was Kevin Lee against my man Edson Barboza, which was a pretty goddamn dominating situation for Kevin Lee. I mean, he just dominated the crap out of Edson Barboza. Except that wheel kick, right? That wheel kick hit him right in the top of the temple or the side of the head and wobbled him, made him do the stinky leg or made him dance a little bit. And but he recovered well. You can tell Kevin Lee's in shape. And I really think Kevin Lee will definitely give a run for that championship belt and could definitely give a run for Khabib's money, man. I think he is the guy that can definitely put up a good fight against Khabib. Standing up, Kevin Lee is much, much better. On the ground, Khabib is much, much better, but he won't dominate him as he's dominated, I think, his previous fights. Khabib has dominated everybody else, right? But I don't think he's fought a guy like Kevin Lee, man. I mean, Edson Barboza, yeah, he dominated him, but Edson Barboza is not even close with his wrestling like Kevin Lee is. Kevin Lee's, I mean, his wrestling is solid, man. We saw him against Tony Ferguson. We saw the way he took him down a couple times. We saw the way he was dominating him on the floor, except, you know, Tony Ferguson's a beast with his jiu-jitsu, and that's what got him through that fight, right? But I think Kevin Lee's getting experience, man. He's hitting his prime, right? He's 25, maybe not peak prime, I think. Fighters peak at 28. I don't think it's 30. I don't think it's 31 or 32. I think 28 years old fighters are peaking, especially fighters that have been fighting for a long time or wrestling for a long time. So I think he's peaking, man. But more importantly, I think this would be the match that Khabib should take. Forget about Conor. Forget about Tony Ferguson, man. I think Kevin Lee should be the fight he takes. And I think Kevin Lee will definitely give him a great fight, possibly even win the fight, man. Possibly even win the fight. That's how good Kevin Lee is. I think Khabib will underestimate Kevin Lee. And honestly, I really, really think the UFC is going to put this fight on for us before they put even a Conor or a Kevin Ferguson, or it's Kevin Ferguson, a Tony Ferguson fight. Because Tony's hurt. Who knows how long his leg's going to be injured for or recover. Who knows how long it's going to take for his leg to recover, right? And obviously, we also know that Conor's got, you know, problems with the law, right? So he's got his drama. Tony Ferguson's got his drama. Khabib's not going to wait that long. Khabib didn't take a lot of damage he went all the five rounds, right? But he didn't take a lot of damage against Ala Quinta. So Kevin Lee's the man to go, man. I think it's on. I think this fight will be around September, maybe even November, right? September, November. I think this fight will be before the end of this year, and I think it really is going to be Kevin Lee against Khabib. But anyways, I'm kind of jumping the subject of what I really wanted to talk about, which was basically wanted to really talk about before the main event. There was another fight. before the main event, there was another fight. And that fight was, sorry, my other phone was ringing, guys. I got two phones, man. I'm a businessman. I'm all over the place, so I have two phones. So my other phone's ringing. It's probably going to ring again. It's one of my supervisors trying to get a hold of me, but I'll call him back right now. But yeah, guys, so definitely, like I was saying, where was I at? They cut me off a little bit here. Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about the prelims fight, Dan Hooker. I forget his last name, man, but Dan who fought Jim Miller, man. Kid's amazing. Tall, lanky, strong, good jiu-jitsu, good striking. Beat the crap out of Jim Miller, knocked him out. I forget what round it was, but he definitely knocked him out. And that's what I wanted to talk about. I said I wanted to talk about the present, and I wanted to talk about the future of MMA. I think the future of MMA is guys improving, obviously, in their MMA skills big time from 2-3 years ago, but also improving in how to cut weight. And now we're seeing bigger and bigger guys in lighter weight classes because now I think that guys are learning on how to cut weight, right? They're improving their skills on cutting weight. When back in the days, I think it was a lot of wrestlers, jiu-jitsu guys cutting weight, which weren't really specialists in cutting weight. It was just usually like, hey, just cut weight, stop eating a week before the fight, and stop drinking liquids, right? Doing it the wrong way. Honestly, I don't know what the right way of cutting weight is, but I do know that we are seeing bigger and bigger kids, bigger guys fighting in small weight classes, 135 pounds, 145 pounds, 155 pounds. I mean, we got guys that are 6'1", 6'2", maybe even 6'3" in these weight classes. They're giants for these 135, 145, and 155 weight classes. These kids are big, sort of like boxing. Boxers are the same. You have big boxers at 147 pounds. You have big boxers at 154 pounds. Guys that are 6'1", 6 feet tall, and they're fighting at 154, 160 in boxing. Well, now we're getting that in MMA, which is, before, talk about 5-6 years ago, it was rare to see a tall guy in the 145 or 155-pound weight division, right, weight class. And now you're starting to see it more often. More and more you see taller guys, lankier guys. They're cutting more weight, and they're cutting weight better than what they used to before. So now you're going to start seeing these big guys dominate these smaller weight classes because they're able to recover well the next day after cutting the weight and after making the weight. And not just that, but they're more skill, and they're more athletic, and they're bigger, and obviously stronger. So that's the future of MMA right now. That's what I wanted to mention to you guys. That's the future. I think a year and a half, 2 years from now, these little short, smaller, weaker guys are not going to exist anymore. You know, we'll have our exceptions, right, with like Chad Mendes type of fighters where they're really strong, small guys, smaller guys. But then again, you'll still have a guy like Brian Ortega, who's a tall guy for his weight class, just dominate the smaller wrestler, even a bigger, tougher wrestler because of the jiu-jitsu, because of the longer limbs that they have on them, right? Tall guys have longer arms, longer legs. They'll wrap you around better. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to submit you faster because they have that length and the skills, like a Brian Ortega. That's where the weight classes are going in the future. I think the smaller guys are going to have to learn how to cut weight better and fight at 135, 125. That's where the smaller weight, I think Chad Mendes and Frankie Edgar will eventually have to cut weight to 135 and one, even Cub Swanson, and 125. They're not going to survive at 145 pounds. They're not going to survive at 155 because we're going to have giants in those weight classes come a year, 2 years from now. They're all going to be over 5'10 when it comes to 145 pounds to 155 pounds. That's what I believe, and that's where the future of MMA is at, to be honest with you. The present, obviously the present, are guys like Khabib, are guys like Kevin Lee, our guys like Tony Ferguson, our guys like Conor McGregor, right? And all these guys are 155-pounders, but they're not very tall guys. But they're still strong guys and very, very solid and very, very good at what they do or what they master, right? Khabib, wrestler. Tony Ferguson, jiu-jitsu, right? Kevin Lee, combination of both. He's more of a future. He's more of the hybrid, right? He can wrestle and he can fight. He can box. He can strike. He can kick, right? And then we have Conor McGregor, great striker, good punch, athletic. Smooth, right? With his punches, move smooth when he moves left to right, agile and fast, right? So they all have a little bit of good in them, but they're not the complete fighter like you can see Kevin Lee becoming. Kevin Lee's becoming a complete fighter. He's becoming a great jiu-jitsu specialist. He's becoming a great wrestler, and he's becoming a great striker. The whole package, and that's where the future of MMA is at. But that's the future. Right now, like I said, the present is these guys, right? I think by the end of the year, if I can make a prediction, at 155 pounds, I think Kevin Lee will be the champion. I think Kevin Lee will beat Khabib. I don't think Khabib will knock out Kevin Lee, and I don't think Khabib will ground and pound Kevin Lee like he's ground and pounded everybody else. I think Kevin Lee will give him a run for his money, and he will do well. He will do well on it, and I think I can see him becoming the champion. The other fight that was good as well was on the Saturday night as well was the Frankie Edgar and Cub Swanson fight. That was a good fight, but then you can see the talent level, right? You can see the talent level different from the Kevin Lee talent level. I mean, you put Kevin Lee against either of these two guys at 155 or at 145, right? Because Cub Swanson and Frankie Edgar were 145 pounds. We're fighting at 145 pounds, but they both, at least I know Frankie Edgar was a champion at 155. And compare the skills of Frankie Edgar and compare the skills of Kevin Lee. They're incomparable. You can't compare it. Kevin Lee's much, much better, much, much more advanced. But anyway, the Cub Swanson and Frankie Edgar fight was great, man. They went back and forth, but Frankie dominated at the end of the day. But I think Frankie's is looking to I think stop fighting soon. I don't think he's got much more to give as far as fighting to become a champion. I don't see him beating a Max Holloway. I don't see him beating a Brian Ortega, which he already got his ass kicked by Brian Ortega, right? And I mean that with all respect, because Frankie will beat the shit out of me any day of the week. But he did. But he lost against Brian Ortega. So I don't see Frankie beating any of these guys. And even the upcoming champ, even the upcoming contenders, I don't think Frankie's going to be able to handle them. I think Frankie can handle the older school fighters like Cub Swanson, maybe even a Jeremy Stephens, but not these new school fighters, man. I don't think so. And I think he will be looking to retire sooner than later, as well as Cub Swanson, man. I think these guys they peaked already, and they're slightly going downhill already. I don't think they have what they used to, and I don't think they can bring to the table what these other new fighters are bringing to the table. I mean, just imagine, can you see Frankie Edgar beating Max Holloway? Think about it, guys. Really, really think about it. You think Frankie Edgar can beat a Max Holloway? Absolutely not. Think of just thinking about it and picturing that fight, I can see Max Holloway just probably even knocking out or TKO stoppage on Frankie Edgar. I mean, we saw what happened against Ryan Ortega. He didn't get submitted. He got knocked out. Right? So that's what I mean by the taller, lankier guys that are learning how to cut weight more, that are more technical, that have more skills and athleticism as the fighters from before. Frankie's a little bit of a throwback, and Brian Ortega is the future of MMA as well as Max Holloway. But that's what I mean between the present and the past. The present is still here, right? Obviously, the present's always here, which is Frankie Edgar, Cub Swanson type of fighter, Jim Miller type of fighter. Jim Miller, we saw him get his ass kicked by Dan, right, on Saturday as well. And Dan's is a young guy as well, right? Young guy, I think he's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, but he's got that size advantage over all the guys in his weight class too. Most of the guys, he's tall, lanky, strong kid, and we saw what happened against Jim Miller. And Jim Miller is a tough mother sucker, man. That kid is tough. That guy's really, really tough. So to beat Jim Miller, dude, I mean, you gotta be good. You gotta be skillful. And obviously, Dan Hooker was skillful. And it was a great fight, man. I can't wait to see him fight again. Sort of reminds me of a Darren Till type of fighter, right? But a lower weight class. But one weight class lower than Darren Till. But sort of the same style, man. And I don't know if he's from England or not. I want to say he's from England as well, just like Darren Till. But they got the same style of fighting, and I really enjoy that fight, and I really enjoy that kid, man. He's gonna be something good in the future, man. I wish I could talk some more, guys, but honestly, I'm stuck here in traffic, and I can't be with my phone in my hand here. I can get in trouble by the police. So I just wanted to record a quick, 15-minute podcast for my MMA Fan Talk fans, and just to let you guys know that I love everybody, man. I want to wish y'all a wonderful rest of the week. It's Tuesday, April 24th, and I really wanted to share a little bit of my thoughts of the past, more than anything, not the past, excuse me, the present and the future of MMA in the lower weight class divisions. Like 155, 145, 135 weight class divisions. And I shared a little bit of what I thought. Please feel free to DM me, man, or send me a message or send me a little high five, send me a thumbs up, man. Send me something, man, or tell me or criticize my podcast, man. It's short, simple, but I want to keep it just for the fans, man, because I'm a big fan of MMA, also boxing. I'm gonna bring in the mix where we'll talk a little bit about boxing as well, because I love boxing. I've been watching boxing since I was a baby with my father and my grandfather, and I'm 35 years old, and I'm still watching boxing. I'm into boxing and MMA, and I really, really want somebody to give me some comments, some feedback on my podcast, man. Whatever you guys think, man. Anyways, it's 15 minutes and 30 seconds already of me talking. I'll give you guys maybe a longer podcast some other time. I really want to make this podcast record it once a week. I did record it last Monday. It was a little bit longer, like 20 minutes. Today's going to be about, like I said, I'm probably going to go into 17 minutes now. But yeah, I'm going to keep it short and simple, guys. Just talk a little bit about the main cards and the best fights that were passed for the weekend, that happened on the weekend. And that's what I did today. So I wanted to share my thoughts on the future of MMA's lighter weight classes and also on the present of MMA lighter weight classes and what I think and where I think the future is going with MMA and who I think our future 155-pound champ is going to be this year. I really think it's going to be Kevin Lee, and I can't see anybody else getting that fight but Kevin Lee. Forget about Dustin Poirier. He's not going to get the fight against Khabib. It's going to be Kevin Lee. I think Kevin Lee has more fans than Dustin Poirier, and I think Kevin Lee definitely gives them a better fight than Dustin Poirier would to Khabib. I think Dustin Poirier would get dominated on the ground against Khabib, and Kevin Lee would not get dominated on the ground against Khabib. So what's the fight we should watch? What will be the most exciting fight for the fans? I think it will be the Kevin Lee against Khabib fight. And also, Kevin Lee likes to take risks. He's not scared to go toe-to-toe with anybody, and he's not scared to wrestle against anybody. And he is aggressive, as we saw him against Tony Ferguson, man. That's it. That's all I have, guys. Love you guys. Thank you for listening to MMA Fan Talk. Again, the future champ, mark my words right now, it's going to be Kevin Lee before the end of the year, before the end of 2018, man. It's April 24th. It's Tuesday, guys. Have a beautiful rest of the week. I got to get home, give myself a little 3-mile run, right? Because I got to start working out again. I did yesterday and lose a couple more pounds, eat something healthy at home, kiss my wife, and kiss my baby. Love you guys. Mwah. Kiss you guys too. Bye-bye.